And I'm Norman Gilliland. Welcome to the Midday for a Wednesday. We have guests. We have music in the wings waiting here at WPR. And coming soon, which is to say this Sunday, April 6th, Mills Hall in Madison. It's the UW Russian Folk Orchestra Spring Gala Concert, and they are providing something different every time with those concerts, and we have four of their members here, including the kingpin, Victor Gorodinsky. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio again, Victor.
Thank you, Norman. Hello. Yes, we have this big concert coming up this coming Sunday
at 2 p.m. at Mills Hall, the UW School of Music. And it's going to be a big gala concert with several soloists. Among others, we will have two soloists coming all the way from Moscow, from Russia, just to participate in our concert, which is incredible. And one of them is the world-famous domra player, Alexander Tsigankov, who pretty much is the way we see it. We call him the Paganini of the domra or the Itzhak Perlman of the domra. You can choose, but he is the domra player these days. And we're incredibly lucky and honored that he's coming to perform with us.
All right. When you say the domra, not everybody knows what that means.
Domra, yes. I think the balalaika is probably more known. Domra is another Russian folk instrument. It's oval shape, and it comes in several sizes, and Tsigankov plays the domra. We have several sizes in our orchestra, and he will be performing with us as well as solo, accompanied by his wife, Inna Shevchenko, who is a piano player.
So you're going to have domras, you're going to have balalaikas?
Yes, we'll have our big orchestra with some other guests, too. We'll have domras and balalaikas of different sizes. I believe we'll have five accordions.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, four just wouldn't be enough.
Flute, oboe, percussion. We'll have, in one of the pieces, we'll have a trumpet solo. So it's going to be a marvelous concert.
This is all done in costume?
Yes, we'll all be in one of our wonderful costumes, yes, indeed.
So something to behold. Well,
yes.
Let's see if we can get some of the sound of that. What do you have lined up for us here?
Well, here with us is our vocal soloist, Anna Gubenkova. She will be performing at the concert, but right now we can give you a sample. She will sing a Russian folk song, It Is Not the Evening, and I will accompany her on guitar.
Ой, да не вечер, да мне мало спалось, мне мало спалось. Привиделась, да мне мало спалось, ой, да во сне привиделась, да мне во сне привиделась. Ой, будто конь мой вороной разыгрался, расплясался, ой, разрезвился подо мной, да разыгрался, расплясался. Разрезвилась подо мной.
It Is Not the Evening? Is that the name, did you say?
Yes.
And Anna, what were you singing about there? What? Oh. a sudden attack of modesty.
Translating is always hard, but you can think of it as a Don Cossack ballad. It Is Not the Evening. It's hard to translate. It's a mellow ballad about the Don Cossacks.
It's about the war.
Which one? Anyone in particular?
Who knows? We're a war.
Just a war. There's so many to choose from. Anna, where do you come from? You live in Madison now?
I do. I came from Belarus almost 2 years ago, and I met Viktor Gordinsky.
And do you have, as we say, a day job? What do you do when you're not performing with the Russian folk orchestra?
It's my secret.
Oh, it's a secret, okay.
But I also have a kids choir in a Russian school. Yeah.
A Russian school?
Yeah.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's relatively new, I think. They started maybe a couple of years ago or so, and Anna just started working with kids, and I've already heard them. It's quite something.
So you were a musician in Belarus, obviously.
Yes.
And you worked with choirs there, too?
I used to. Yeah, I had a kids' choir also, and I focus on folk music, Slavonic folk music. It's like Ukrainian, Belarusian, or Russian folk music.
Well, you have a lot.
I'm fond of it.
Well, there's so much, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And so you're going to be performing this? Are you going to be performing some other songs for this concert Sunday?
I am. Be thrilled.
She's actually doing three different songs with the orchestra on Sunday. Yes.
Also in costume. What about this costume?
I'm going to have two different costumes.
Two different ones?
Yeah.
Three songs and two different costumes?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of them is ancient Belarusian costume, and the second one is modern style, but it's still folk costume.
Are these costumes that you brought from Belarus?
Belarusian one, yes, I brought it from there, but modern one, I've just made it here.
But you can find everything you need here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, there might be another sideline for you is, teaching people how to make Belarusian costumes.
I'm not a seamstress, but I found a very good woman who can do that.
Who can do that for you. So that's another industry out there.
Oh, yeah.
This children's choir that you perform with, do they also perform in costume?
They're not going to perform this Sunday.
Oh, they're going to perform this Sunday?
They're not.
Oh, they're not. But
They're going to perform on May on a Russian school concert
May
or something.
May 18th, I think.
May 18th, yeah.
The orchestra will be there too, yes.
Really?
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. Yep. Well, what else do you have lined up here for us, Viktor?
Music-wise, you mean? Or?
Sure, music-wise.
Well, we have Anna can sing another song, and then Yuri Kolosovsky and I can play a couple of selections for domra and guitar. But before we do, I need to retune my guitar, so
that's
might,
quite all right.
That well, might take a few seconds.
Well, maybe I'll just talk to Yuri about the domra one.
Yeah, you can play our CD. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have time. Yuri, are you still over there?
Yeah.
Okay, Yuri, let's see. Yes, why don't you? Okay, well, we have Abby here.
I'll talk while he's sitting.
Okay, you can talk. It's kind of musical chairs here.
Yeah.
And are you also a domra player, Abby?
I am. Yeah, actually, Yuri is teaching me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you hail from Wisconsin?
Yep, I'm originally from Monona, all the way across the lake.
From far away Monona.
Yep.
What got you into the domra?
Interest in music from all over the world. On a whim, a friend asked me to join the Russian orchestra. Asia. And, I went to rehearsal and that was that. Very interesting.
I gather you played stringed instruments before you took up the domra?
Violin and piano, but not really anything else. Yeah.
So how long have you played with the orchestra?
I think it's been a little over 3 years, maybe 4 years now. Yeah. And Viktor is very good at inspiring people to join. And then, we don't have a lot of teachers here. So it's kind of, well, what do we do with this foreign instrument?
Well, that's true. It's not like you can just pick it up and play along with, most other folk music, can you?
Right, right.
But the orchestra seems to play fairly often one place or another, right?
Well, it just depends. I wish we could perform more often, actually, but, everybody's busy, students are busy, and we are busy. And sometimes Madison has so much going on.
Yes, the audiences are busy.
Culturally speaking, musically, yeah. And sometimes it's just hard to find a good venue, and then we pretty much have to do publicity ourselves. So we play regularly, but not always here. You know, sometimes we play it at Stoughton Opera House, for instance.
Nice. That'd be a good venue.
Yeah,
Stoughton Opera House. Are we tuned?
Almost.
Okay, almost there. Just let me know when you're ready. What will? Yeah, a little gap to close there.
I think so.
Okay, and what song will this be?
It's going to be probably one of the most popular Russian songs, "Svetit Mesets," which in English it could be "The Moon Shines" or "The Bright Moon" or "The Moon is Shining." One of those, yes.
Surprise ending there. It's almost as if you ran out of time.
Well, you know, we could continue. You know, we could play this piece for 2 more hours, but we shouldn't. Yes. So that was
Bright Moon.
The moon, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's what you call a toe tapper.
Yes, I suppose.
And yes. So that was a combination. That was just guitar and domra.
Yeah, that was guitar and domra. And domras actually come in two different species, three string and four string, and we have Yuri plays the four string, this three string domra. We have both in the orchestra. Traditionally, four string domras are more popular in Ukraine, whereas three string domras are more, you know, typical of Russia. But and in professional orchestras back there in Russia and Ukraine, usually they don't mix. But here we're not that picky, so we have both. We have mostly three-string domras, but we have a few that are four-string, which is actually easy. People that join the orchestra, if they already play, let's say, violin or mandolin, it's a lot easier for them because it's the same tuning.
Really? They don't find it distracting if they're only three strings instead of four that you would find
on
the violin?
It's not that. It's just that the three-string domras are tuned differently. They're tuned in fourths, whereas four-string domras are tuned in fifths, and that's how violin is tuned, so it's easier for them. Or mandolin, so it's easier for them that way. Yeah. So we keep a few, just in case.
Can we get a word or two out of our domra player here, Yuri Koposovsky, about the domra? And so you have a three there, but you play three and four?
Yes, I...
You're not from around here, are you?
I'll talk. Yuri's sitting. I'm kind of his publicity anyway. We're in an ensemble together, and I kind of help him get shows and publicize himself anyway.
Mention the ensemble.
Oh, yeah. And we're in an ensemble called the White Birch Ensemble, which is also going to be playing at the show on the gala concert
so
on Sunday
really
as well.
Really, a lot of these Russian folk ensembles between Anna's choirs and the White Birch Ensemble, there seem to be more than we would realize.
Yeah, well, you know, the orchestra, for instance, has been here since 1997, pretty much. White Birch has just started. It has four people, and Abby and Yuri pretty much founded it. So that's, yeah, there is another ensemble now, yes.
All right, I think
we're spreading Russian folk music all over Madison.
Do what you can. Do what you can. What's next? What do you have here? Another vocal?
Yeah, we can do another vocal with Anna. It's going to be, we won't sing the entire song. It's kind of long, but it's called Hanzia, which is a Ukrainian folk song, and it's sung in Ukrainian.
Which is, to our ears, very similar to Russian.
Well, yeah, it's a similar, it's different, but it's a similar language, of course. Russia, Ukraine, I'm not going to get into politics here, but you know,
we don't want to get too contemporary.
No. Hanzia is a girl's name, and it's a very happy song, actually.
Okay, are we ready with that?
Just a second. Yeah. Okay.
Бачити світу, чим калина найкрасніша, що моганя наймиліша, чим калина найкрасніша, що моганя наймиліша, як на мене широ гляне, серце ж моє, як сів'яне, а як стане ще п'ята, ти сам не знаю, що діяти, а як стане ще п'ята, сам не знаю. Що діяти, а як станеш п'ята, ти сам не знаю, що діяти.
Just a sample.
Thank you.
Very nice. Very
it's
nice.
A long song. It has three long verses, but we just did the short version.
And so again, this spring gala concert is this Sunday. That's April 6th at Mills Hall. That's here at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And it's going to have, let's see, you say, Victor, two soloists coming from Russia for this?
Yes, two soloists, plus we have Anna and the White Birch Ensemble, yes. And the concert will be at 2 o'clock. It's not usually at 7 or 7:30, but it's at 2 p.m. And you can get more information if you go to the website, which is russianmusicconcert.info. Not .com, but .info.
.info.
russianmusicconcert.info. It has all the information, including tickets and everything else.
These concerts, I'm not sure what word to use, but they move very quickly. Things constantly changing around and a real blur of color and sound. Something for everyone.
Yes. Yeah. And it's hard for us to do something as big as we're doing this Sunday because it requires a lot of work, a lot of preparations. But when I finally got a confirmation from our soloists in Russia that, yes, they are coming, and they are actually very excited too, then we realized, okay, this is going to be one of our biggest concerts ever. And so I'm hoping everybody can make it because it's a very unique and rare opportunity. Our Russian soloists, they constantly travel. It's actually very hard to get them here, but we're doing it. They're coming here on Friday. And it's just a really rare event in our community. So I'm hoping you will come and enjoy this.
You have, I think, one more. I know you have to take off at 12:30, but you have time for
well, we
for
can
one?
We can do another Domre guitar solo if you like.
That sounds like
fun.
We can
play our CD. I suppose we could do something that the audience probably knows. It's a famous Chardash by Vittorio Monti.
Oh yes, Chardash is a lively dance. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
famous Chardish by Vittorio Monte. What fun. Was that as much fun to play as it looked like it was?
Oh, it is fun. Yes.
And I just want to mention that Yuri is actually a professional domra player in Russia. He actually was part of a folk philharmonic orchestra, because in Russia they have them.
Sure, yes, yeah. We hear from them occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, that's spectacular playing there. It's just fun to watch. And I it's always a mystery to me how with the whole neck of that domra is maybe, what, an inch or less, and how you can get all your fingers in there so accurately. It's a mystery. But congratulations.
It's not an easy instrument to play. I mean, I've tried many times, and I gave up, so I'll stick to guitar.
You seem to be doing pretty well with the guitar there, Victor. My guest today, representing the UW Russian Folk Orchestra, which is playing this Sunday at Mills, were, well, their ringmaster, Victor Gorodinsky, been with out for quite a while, some years now.
The orchestra?
No, well, you, yeah. How long have you been?
Yeah, well, actually, I started it. It's my baby, so to speak.
Wow, yeah, and it's really grown up.
I moved to Madison in 1995. It took me a couple of years, you know, to settle down. And the orchestra officially came to life in 1997. I remember having our first concert, actually, at Mills. I think we had, like, seven people. And we had a whopping repertoire of three songs.
Seven people in the orchestra or seven people in the audience?
No, we had
some concerts
more people
in the
audience.
Some concerts, yes, are like that, unfortunately.
But we had seven people in the orchestra, and it wasn't really an orchestra yet. Mm-hmm. I was playing contrabass, I wasn't conducting. But yes, we've grown. Right now we have, this semester anyway, we have about 33 people. And we've recorded several CDs. And on Sunday, in addition to the soloists that we've mentioned, we also have a few guests coming to perform with us from other similar orchestras in the United States.
Well, that's quite a project that you have started there,
yeah,
Victor.
So it's going to be a great concert, yeah.
Also with us here in our studio today and performing on Sunday are vocalist Anna Gubenkova.
Yep.
And our domra player, Yuri Kolosovsky, and then also we heard from Abby Wonserski, who did not play, but will be playing the domra on Sunday.
She plays alta domra, yes.
Okay.
Middle size.
Alta domra. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. And
thank you, Norman.
We'll be doing this quiz question, then we'll just sample briefly one of your CDs and all of that after this here on WPR. Now we're going to hear from one of the CDs that the UW Russian Folk Orchestra has put out. And do you remember what this first piece is here, Victor, this American March?
Oh, yes. It's actually a piece written by Vasily Andreev, who is the father of modern balalaika orchestra. And he was also a composer. And he wrote this piece called American March, I believe, after or during the first tour of the Great Russian Orchestra in the United States. So it's the American March.